Archie Comics teen sensation Kevin Keller, the first gay character in the Archieverse, is a hit with young and old fans alike. Last April, Archie writer and artist Dan Parent broke the news to us that the beloved comic series would introduce its first openly gay character in the pages of Veronica.
The mysterious hot new guy of Riverdale issue was such a success that it quickly sold out and is now making history as the first ever Archie series to get a reprint. Refreshing news as the world turns its eye to the challenging circumstances of today's queer youth.
Today, Dan Parent joins us again to break even more exciting news about Kevin Keller. Besides appearing in future installments of Veronica, he's getting his own miniseries out next summer.
Listen as we talk with Dan about how they developed the breakthrough gay character, Archie's religious fundamentalist comics from the 1970s, and the public's reaction to an out gay boy living in the town of Riverdale.
Plus, why the characters look the way they do. Kevin Keller's hotness, Archie's hash mark hair, Jughead's needle nose, and why Betty and Veronica are a blonde and a brunette. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. Today's show is brought to you by generous support of fabulous listeners like you.
We really can't do the show without your support, so please visit our website, feastoffun.com, and make a donation. Buy a t-shirt.
Your financial support makes all the difference.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dan Parent?
Hey, Fausto, how are you?
Hi, I'm here joined by Mark Fillion.
Hi, Dan, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Great, thank you.
Well, Dan, you guys must be doing really good. Kevin Keller, Archie Comics' first openly gay character, is a hit, has sold out in newsstands everywhere, and is going to the first reprint in Archie Comics history. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. The variant issue just came out last week.
That's amazing. Are you being surprised at the public reaction to Archie Comics' first openly gay character?
Yeah, I would have to say, pleasantly surprised. I wouldn't say surprised, but, you know, the reaction had been good up to, you know, till the book came out, and then, you know, you get a little nervous, you know, right around the time it comes out with sudden boycotts or reactions, and but no, it's been like, you know, 99% good.
I mean, weren't in the 1970s Archie Comics temporarily had a right-wing religious theme in their one-way comic series?
Well, there was a separate group of comics. They weren't put out by Archie, but they were licensed to a group called Spire Christian Comics. And there was a whole group of Christian comics. And they were funny because they actually showed a lot more in the Christian comics and got away with a lot more racier stuff than in the regular comics.
Like, what did they do that was so racy?
Well, they would show, you know, some of the students taking drugs and shooting up.
I remember seeing that.
And then, and they, you know, there was, you know, they'd be talking about, you know, unwanted pregnancies and things like that. And it was funny because, yeah, even though they were the Christian books, they were like much racier.
Because they had a moral tale to tell, so they have to expose this evil sins for what
right,
they are.
Right, they could get away with it because there was some, you know, a quote unquote moral lesson to be taught. So
Veronica got pregnant and had an abortion and went to hell, or what was
plot? Well, no, just the other characters, of course. You know, the Archie characters are all still pretty pure, but you know, there'd be like this supporting character that they would talk about. You know, because the bad girls would run off and get pregnant.
Veronica.
No.
Veronica's brunettes are evil, blondes are good, as we've seen, and therefore Archie, being a redhead, being both worlds, can navigate the dangerous territories of Betty and Veronica, but they have met their match with Kevin Keller.
Right.
He is the most popular character right now in terms of comic book sales, and you have an announcement to make today. Breaking news.
Yes. There's going to be a Kevin Keller solo series next year. It's going to be a four-part miniseries.
Wow.
I can't wait. You're going to send me a copy of that, aren't you?
Of course.
Are you going to be drawing it?
I'm going to be writing and drawing it.
Excellent. Because you've actually, how long have you been writing and drawing for Archie's? Isn't it, like over 20 years?
23 years.
20 years. And you're a young guy. How old were you?
Well,
when you, I mean, you look young. Like you look,
you're
in
not
your 40s.
In a wheelchair.
Not yet. No, I'm 46, and I started there when I was 23. So half my life I've been there.
Wow.
So you grew up reading Archie comics yourself?
I did. I started reading Archie comics when I was five.
See, and for me, as a gay teenager, I always felt very accepted by Archie Comics because no matter how awful they were to each other, they at the end of the day, they still were managed to get into Archie's jalopy and drive as a group. You know, there was no one was ever like, they might have gotten their head pounded into the sand by Moose or, you know, Jughead might have eaten their dinner. But, you know, at the end of the day, they valued each other as human beings. And so for you guys to bring a gay comic character and give him his own 4-part miniseries is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I've been hearing from a lot of people, you know, a lot of people that grew up with Archie. It's sort of like, yeah, that it's like that, you know, that that fantasy world that, you know, especially when you're a little kid, you think, oh, it'll be so cool to be a teenager in Riverdale and, you know, hanging out with Betty and Veronica and Archie. But, you know, it's also, you know, we've heard from a lot of people since this is, you know, been coming out, a lot of, you know, gay people growing up are like, wow, this would have been so great if Kevin Keller were around, like, in the 1970s, you know?
So will Miss Grundy be coming out as a lesbian dominatrix? Since this has been so successful.
No, there's no plans for that.
Geraldine Grundy still stays a single lady, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, in the, there's a lot going on with her, and the, you know, they're doing, like, the married life storyline that's in that Life with Archie, which is a little more adult-ish.
And, it's the darker side of Archie.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. And then you see like what happens when he marries Betty and Veronica.
And after a nuclear apocalypse, what happens to Riverdale?
Kind of. But in that storyline, she marries Mr. Weatherby.
Oh, she's a chubby chaser. So I mean, this is a remarkable news, and considering all the public attention that's gone into the situation of gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgendered young people and the suicides that have always been happening but have been brought to the media attention, did that have any influence in giving Kevin Keller his own book?
Well, not that in particular, but we have noticed, you know, unfortunately, that there, you know, it has gotten, you know, the media attention lately about, you know, this unfortunate rash of suicides. But at least, you know, the one positive thing is it's good that it's being paid attention to in the media, because even though it's always gone on, it seems like there's, you know, lately it's been getting a lot of attention, especially with I'm trying to think of the name of the group, the Dan Savage.
It gets better.
Yeah, which is that's really getting a lot of attention, which is great.
Will Kevin Keller be making his own It Gets Better video?
Well, we are talking about doing some sort of public service announcement about against teen bullying.
What kind of voice are you going to have for him? It's like, hey, kids, teen bullying is wrong. Something
well,
like that. Or...
it's going to be a print ad, so I don't need any voices. But...
oh, I wanted like that low fidelity sort of Asian animation quality of Archie's cartoon series on Saturday morning, you know, that Filmation used to do in the...
Well, you never know if an Archie cartoon makes it to the, you know, the airwaves, you know, maybe Kevin will be part of it.
Well, how did the decision come about to give him this 4-part series at your meeting? Was it purely a financial decision because of the success of Veronica?
The success certainly helped because you know they are still a company that likes to make money, and you know the response has been great. But it's not just the financial thing; it's just the fact that the general reaction has been so fantastic. I don't think we thought it would be this positive, to be honest.
Has the comic book sold as well? You know, because I would imagine a lot of adults have bought this specific issue because of its significance. Have a lot of young people also bought it as well?
Yeah, it definitely. A lot. It's been pretty much across the board. You know, it's been, you know, some people buy issues just because of their collectability, because they read about them in the media, but. No, it's sold well across the board. I know that they got a ton of orders through Archie directly, and it's just, you know, been response overall has been really good, and I've been doing, you know, obviously I saw you back at C2E2, but I've been doing conventions ever since then, and just the response from little kids has been great. You know, I've had a lot of, like, just to show you, I guess, how, you know, we're moving forward in this country, a lot of parents have come up with their kids, especially little girls, asking for sketches of Kevin. So you see, like, families, you know, it's obviously there's a discussion going on in the families, and obviously there's, you know, they're comfortable with gay people, and it just seems like it's you know, there's something that's positive that's happening.
But I mean, you guys are a comic book and not a teen health brochure company.
Right.
So, I mean, was there any discussion to make him more comical or make him flaming
or even funny looking?
The main thing we wanted to do was stay away from stereotypes as much as we could. I mean, you know, there's always going to be somebody who's going to have something to say. We tried to, you know, make him non-stereotypical, and for the most part, at least for most of the reviews that have come out about the book, people seem to agree with that. He seems to be just like your regular kid next door who just happens to be gay. But there's a funny.
But he does look gay, though.
Well,
Dan.
I was going to say a couple comments were like, well, you know, like he's really good looking, and he's really well dressed. Isn't that kind of a stereotype? And we were like, well, you know, we didn't want to just have, you know, make him some slob either.
Yeah, that's Jughead's role.
and he's an Archie comic. I mean, most of the Archie characters are pretty good looking anyway.
Well, except for Jughead. Have you guys, like, given him... I've noticed that you guys have reduced the length of his nose over the years.
Really?
Yeah. If you look at the 1960s and 50s, I mean, that nose looked almost... I would say phallic, but it had a...
I knew that was coming.
They said needle nose, they would call him.
Veronica still does call him that.
But now he's kind of more human looking. Like, you know, you've given him a nose job, and it's like... Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if that's... You guys sat in a board of directors and said, we need to make Jughead more approachable.
I didn't really...
Open those eyes.
Never really noticed that. I know, like, back... You know, if you look back to the 1940s, before we got the Archie style down... They were drawn in a more realistic style. They're kind of ugly, actually, back then.
Yeah, I remember that one where they had him, Archie, with chipmunk teeth.
Yep.
And that tic-tac-toe grid on his side of his head.
Yep, which he still has, but he was like, they were drawn a lot more realistically. When Dan DiCarlo came around in the 50s, he kind of set the style where they all started to look really good.
A lot of people don't realize that Cyndi Lauper in the video for Girls Just Want to Have Fun and Time After Time, she has a reference to Archie's haircut as her hair was dyed orange and she had that grid.
I remember that.
What does that grid represent? The curvature of his head?
I don't know. Why do they do that?
What it represents is to show that it's like a crew cut. Back then, you know, they had all that head, that really short hair, and they wanted it to look like it was almost shaved.
Mm.
And instead of doing, like, you know, whatever the artist wanted to... Some artists would have done, like, the little stubble look, but that was the look that Bob Montana, who was the original designer, that was his way of showing that Archie's hair was really short.
Well, when you started working for Archie Comics, did you ever, like, meet with Bob Montana and say, what were you smoking?
Well, he passed away in the 70s, so yeah. I never met him, but I did work with some of the, you know, like Dan DiCarlo and some of the old-time artists that were really good at setting the style.
Has there been a lot of conflict or tension inside the company? Obviously, you know, there's nothing you can really talk about, but in terms of handling this, the controversy that may come about, I think most, though, the general public has been like thumbs up. I mean,
yeah, they definitely have. Well, yeah. See, it has a lot to do with our new CEO of the company. He's been there for about a year and a half now, and he's very progressive and open-minded. And it's really because of him, because...
What's his name?
John Goldwater.
Oh.
And he's actually, he's the son of the original founder of Archie Comics.
Okay. So, the dad was conservative, and the son said, I'm
going to show dad. His father had done it for many years, and passed away 10, 15 years ago. But actually, John Goldwater's brother had run the company for a long time. His brother is like about 25 years older than him. So his brother and this other guy, Michael Silberkleit, were the two owners. They both passed away about 3 years ago, about a year apart. So John Goldwater took over for his brother, for that side of the family, and then Michael Silberkleit's wife, Nancy, took over for that side, because it's still a family-owned company.
Mm-hmm.
But with the new management, they're very, very open-minded and very really trying to keep get Archie into the 21st century.
The only complaint that I really ever heard was on one blog or a couple of different blogs that talked about how, you know, Riverdale was supposed to be this kind of, you know, oasis away from all of our problems of the world, and that one blogger was complaining that now that they have a gay character that, you know, society, that's not going to be as wholesome anymore. So I actually, you know, I wrote to him, I said, I don't see what you think is like unwholesome about being gay. People are just born this way, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, and I disagree with, you know, that with what that person says too, because it's not like, because I read a couple of blogs too, and then I some of these blogs, you got to just like people really get crazy on these blogs. Mm-hmm. But like I've heard the same thing when we first announced it, like, you know, what's this world coming to? You know, there goes Riverdale. You know, there goes the innocence of Riverdale, and it's just, you know, bullshit, because it's I mean, Kevin Keller is a gay character. There's nothing illicit about it. We all have, you know, like gay friends and family members, and you know, they're not running in the streets naked. I mean,
well, you have a lot of gay friends, and you showed them the character in the comic book before it ever went to publish.
Yes.
I mean, what kind of influence or advice did they give you?
Well, you know, we got some great advice, because the general consensus, and I wasn't sure at first, you know, because the original story I had written was a little bit more, you know, like him sort of coming to Riverdale and like discuss, you know, kind of thinking, should I come out, should I not? And we kind of scrapped that and just made it like he comes to Riverdale and he kind of says he's gay and it's accepted and that's it. And that was sort of like, you know, that was kind of following the advice of some of our you know, gay friends, and I think that's now that, you know, in retrospect, I think that was the best way to go.
And he came out to the ultimate outsider, Jughead.
Exactly.
First.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, Jughead's kind of the person you'd feel comfortable if you're going to come out to someone. And plus, they already had sort of formed their friendship in anyway.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that'll help you hide the body.
You know? That's right. Exactly.
Jughead, you got to help me with this. I drove off of a cliff on my jalopy.
What does the future hold for Kevin Keller? Where do you think you'll take his character?
Well, I think he's, you know, I've got a few stories already written that are going to be coming up. But then, you know, the miniseries will be a good chance to really, you know, get into more detail with him. But just really, he's just going to become part of the Archie universe. And
so do you think he has staying power then? Because I know that some of the characters kind of, you know, they're popular for a while and then they kind of float into the back and some just kind of disappear altogether.
Well, I think he definitely has staying power. I think he'll definitely be, I mean, I kind of put him on the same level as a character like Cheryl Blossom. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Blossom kind of faded away she came out in the 80s. She kind of faded away. We brought her back in the 90s when we did this Love Showdown book, which was very popular. And then Cheryl in the 90s had her own miniseries. Then she got her own series. And even though Cheryl doesn't have her own book anymore, we use her quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. And she's the bad girl that everybody wants.
I mean, she's really bad. I mean, like, Veronica's nasty, but, you know, she's still got some redeeming qualities. But Cheryl Blossom really has no redeeming qualities. But she's a character that people really like, I'd say she's like one of the strong, like we call them like the second tier mm-hmm. characters. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it'd be great if Kevin was, you know, became one of the main characters like Archie and Reggie and Jughead, but I think he'll at least be a strong supporting character that we're always going to use.
Do you think that you'll develop a like you have Veronica versus Betty? Do you think you'll have like a Kevin versus somebody else, like the opposite or somebody?
No, they're both trying to steal Archie.
Well, I hope so, because at the same time too, you know, we don't want Kevin to be perfect. Mm-hmm. We want him to sort of have, you know, he's going to make friends, and some people he's not going to be friendly with. So we don't want him to be like, you know, like this perfect angel.
Mm. What's his flaw going to be? Vanity? sex-starved?
Well, so far he's a glutton like Jughead, so I guess I don't think that's a fault. I guess it's maybe...
Well, they're vice.
Yeah, but...
They're character attributes. He
doesn't
like dogs.
I don't know. I mean, we're still developing him. I know that... one thing that happens he's going to be in Veronica 204 in a smaller part, because basically we already rewrote the story, but we added him in it kind of last minute. Mm-hmm. But Veronica 205 is all about Kevin again.
That's how exciting.
And in that story, it's like, I can't give away too much, but you'll see something. Him and Betty don't exactly hit it off.
Ooh.
And Betty is the one you'd think would hit it off with everybody.
No, she's the goody two-shoe girls that goes around telling people to wear abstinence rings and stuff like that.
You know? Well, I guess she would be if...
she's the snitch.
She probably would in the Spire Christian comics. She probably would do that.
Yeah, she used to be... there was one panel that ended where it was almost like a public service announcement for Christmas. And the last panel is Betty turning to the viewer and saying, remember, Christmas is not just a holiday, it's a holy day. And I was like, barf. As a kid, I was like, barf. I was like, yeah. You know, she's not, you know, she's the kind of girl you marry. Veronica is the kind of girl you date.
Right. Another funny thing about the Christian comics was, if you notice, because I used to like them as a kid because they always drew Betty and Veronica very voluptuous. and the artist, Al Hartley, who was the guy who was the born-again Christian who kind of took those characters under his wing, used to draw Betty and Veronica with these like huge like torpedo boobs, like the 60s, and they actually had to tell him to tone it down.
Well, it's so like it the funny. Jack so Chick is very, those Jack Chick comic books are very homoerotic, and all the guys are real studly in them.
Yeah. Well, those are funny, yeah. I used to, this is Jack Chick.
Yeah, I also, another bone to pick, I guess, is that Moose, you know, they need to have him go back to the 1960s sexy, muscular Moose and not the, like, you know, tall lunk head. Because he used to be, like, he used to have a nice body for a while. Him and Alex from Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, Alex. Wow, that's going back.
Yeah, I know a lot about this stuff.
You know, Moose, I liked it better, too, when he was a little dumber.
Yeah, his joke was, I only drink... Was this from a cow that was on a pasture? And then he said, yeah, I only drink pasteurized milk.
Oh, God.
I don't remember that.
I loved it. What was it? When they were on The Simpsons, and they dumped Homer on the front lawn, and Moose goes, stay out of Riverdale.
Oh, yeah.
Homer.
Did you guys have any involvement in that at all?
No, we didn't, but I remember when it came out, I was working up in the office at the time, and of course, we all were watching, you know, we were all crazy about The Simpsons, and we thought that was great. Mm.
Well,
the owners didn't like it, but we liked it.
What about the Dad's Garage Theater Company? The Archie Comics sued them, I guess, because they were going to debut a new play, Archie's Weird Fantasy, which depicted Riverdale's most famous resident, Archie, coming out of the closet and moving to Greenwich Village in New York. The day before the play was scheduled to open, Archie Comics issued a cease and desist order threatening litigation if the play was proceeded as written.
I remember that, wasn't that about 8 or 9 years ago?
In 2003, yeah.
Okay, I remember that vaguely. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, Archie was pretty litigious at that time, and I remember that. Did the play ever go on?
No, they had to not do it. They had to change the basic gist of the play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. I remember the whole fireworks going on about it, though.
Well, I mean, is Archie Comics going to be a little, I don't know, get more... what is it, Creative Commons with their licensing, and instead of going in the direction of, say, like Disney, where they sandblast cartoon characters off the walls of playgrounds?
No, I don't think we'll ever get that bad. I think that, you know, we like it when people, I mean, we love it when they use us in pop culture, you know, and any kind of, you know, TV shows and stuff, so, and no, we're not that bad.
That now, people are going to take you on this word here, Dan. Be prepared.
Well, you know, and Archie, though, it's very international, because Fausto, you grew up
in Puerto Rico
doing it, and is the Kevin story, is that available around the world in different languages, or is this like an English-only thing?
It will be. Wherever the Archie comics are sold, like we sell them all over, you know, Canada, Mexico, well, we sell, I don't know, half a dozen countries, or a dozen or so countries around the world, but yeah, it'll be translated.
Mm-hmm.
What final words, your daughter, what did she finally take? Did she really like it, or she just kind of liked it?
The Kevin thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, she thought it was cool. Yeah, she and my son liked it, too. You know, they're so jaded. They just look at everything I do, and they just say, oh, yeah, okay.
It's dad's work.
Dad's work, yeah.
But, I mean, are they going around their high schools? Because how old is your daughter?
17.
And your son?
He's 12.
Okay, so they're going to their school. I mean, they're basically the audience for this.
Mm-hmm.
They're going around their school like, my dad's a guy who does Archie comics.
No, they don't. But their friends, you know, their friends will, you know, talk to them about it. Like, their friends at least think it's interesting. They think it's cool. But well, they're like, eh, whatever.
I mean, if you go to your house, like, do you have, like, a giant mural of Archie and Betty and Veronica and other characters?
No, I have my office, which is, like, crammed full of like, you know, pop culture. You know, like, you know, I'm like a geek, like all, you know, superhero stuff and comic book stuff. And but I actually do have in our dining room, like a, I don't know, it's like an 8-foot painting of Veronica that someone did.
Ooh.
It was a fan. A fan did it, like, 15 years ago, and it's, he did it, you know, he's a painter, mm-hmm. you know, so he was pretty professional, and I got, like, this wooden crate in the mail one day, like, you know, from a, you know, like a truck that, you know, delivers stuff by, mm-hmm. you know, crated stuff, and I opened it up, and there's, like, this huge, he took a panel of mine, and then made it into, like, a big canvas painting.
Wow, fantastic.
So it's been on my wall for almost 20 years.
Is it like a Betty Page kind of thing, like a saucy Veronica, or is it more wholesome?
It's the big face of Veronica with her wow. looking like snotty looking.
I feel like Veronica to me is the most complicated character in the Archieverse. That's where, for people who don't know, is the space where Archie characters exist. And
she's definitely of the female characters the most interesting.
Jughead
is the best of the guy characters. So yeah. I think Jughead and Veronica are the two characters that are the most interesting.
And the fact they don't like each other, you know, any ever thoughts of opening Jughead's eyes? Why did he have his eyes closed all the time?
Show how lazy and laid back he is. His eyes will open, like, you know, every once in a while, like in a story when he's excited about something, but usually they're just, like, closed and he's, you know, just to show how he's just so indifferent to everything.
Well, Dan, when can we look forward to the Kevin Keller miniseries coming
that
out?
That will probably be next summer.
Next summer.
Well, it's going to take an entire year to develop this.
Yes, but there will be still Kevin stories in between then.
And can we make cameos as characters in the books? We broke the story on Kevin Keller. You had not told a single soul, you said.
That is funny, too. I think you know the details by now, but when, you know, at C2E2, when that happened.
The comic book conference in Chicago.
Right. You had come up and you had asked me about, you know, stuff. And then you just happened to ask about the gay character, if we were going to have a gay character, and we had it in the works. And at that show, my editor, or actually the president, Mike Pellegrino, had said, yeah, we can start talking about it. But it was like that day. So that's how come I kind of let the cat out of the bag then. But then they really didn't release the press announcement. They weren't going to really release the announcement for another week.
So I'm basically the Edward Murrow of the Archieverse.
That's right. But it really worked out good because then, you know, you put it out there, and then it kind of was all over the news. And then we had the press release ready for, like, it was about a week, but we just kind of released the press release a few days earlier just to kind of catch up with the, you know, whatever, everything that was going on. But your leak kind of got things going, so that was kind of fun.
I'm so honored and thrilled that you chose me for that. Or that, I mean, that really was a wonderful serendipity, because for me, Archie Comics provided me with so much comfort and enjoyment as a young kid and as a teenager, and it's been absolutely a pleasure to get to know you and for you guys to do this. It really touches me on a very deep level. So thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, and we've heard that from a lot of people too. The last few months of the shows, I can't tell how many people. Initially, like, I mean, just yesterday, some guy comes up to me. He's like, oh, he's welling up with tears, and he's like, you know, I just want to tell you how much this means to me. I have a gay son, a gay, and I just want to, like, you know, let you know how much this means to me. And we've been hearing that over and over and over again.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Dan, thank you so much for doing this and for breaking the news not once but twice. Mm-hmm. On Feast of Fun, and we wish you nothing but the best, and we'll definitely be expecting our copy of the comics in the mail, right?
You got it.
Thank you so much, Dan.
All right, thank you, Dan.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Dan Parent lives in Milford, Pennsylvania. You can learn more about him as a illustrator and as the Jefe at Archie Comics at danparent.com or through our website, feastoffun.com. And of course, Kevin Keller and Archie Comics are always available at newsstands everywhere and bubblegum shops and archiecomics.com. We're going to leave you here with a song, World of Love, by the artist Nakia from his album Water to Wine, available also on our website, Feast of Fun.
And you can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and on YouTube. Just search Feast of Fun, and there we are.
You like today's show? Tell a friend about it. Show them how to subscribe. Go to iTunes, search Feast of Fun, and hit the subscribe button. It's that easy. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Killian.
Bye, everyone. Bye.